Manifesto.
Greville and St Martin edition. It's almost time for you to cast your vote in Jersey's next election. Sunday the 7th of June is election day, and following changes agreed by the previous state's assembly, this time you have more choice than you did in 2022. As well as being able to vote for up to 9 senators who will represent the whole island, you can vote for your parish constable or Connetab and between 2 and 4 deputies to represent your constituency. This podcast is for voters living in Greville and St Martin, and very shortly you will hear from the candidates standing for Connetab in your parish and the 3 candidates hoping to secure 1 of the 2 seats available in your constituency. But before we do, here's a quick reminder of how you can be a voter on Sunday the 7th of June and what you need to know if it's your first time heading to the polls.
Unlike previous elections, this year you don't need to register to vote ahead of Election Day, as thanks to a change in the law, you should have automatically been added to the electoral register if you're eligible to vote in Jersey. To be eligible to vote, you need to be aged 16 or over and have lived in Jersey for 1 year up to the 7th of June, or for 6 months up to the election plus other previous periods of time that add up to 5 years. You don't need to be a British citizen to vote in Jersey. There are 3 ways you can vote in the election. The first is postal voting. If you have applied for a postal vote, you should receive your ballot papers this month. These will need to be completed and returned to the judicial greff by midday on Sunday the 7th of June to be counted. Pre-poll, or early voting, is available to everyone, wherever you live in the island. This option allows you to cast your vote at a specific polling station ahead of Election Day, and is handy if you work shifts, have weekend responsibilities, or just want to beat the crowds. The pre-poll station is at St Paul's Centre in St Helier and is open between Tuesday the 26th of May and Monday the 1st of June. Check vote.ge for the opening times. And finally, you can cast your vote in person at your allocated polling station on Election Day, Sunday the 7th of June. They'll be open from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. and you can find out where your polling station is by heading to vote.ge.
Now you know the how, let's return to the who and hear from the candidates standing for election in your area. Each candidate was invited to record a 2-minute manifesto outlining what they intend to do as a state's member if they're elected. The views they express are the candidates and not those of the Privileges and Procedures Committee, the Jersey Electoral Authority or vote.je. We cannot guarantee the factual accuracy of any statements made. There is a single candidate standing for Connetab of Greville, Mark Labby. Independent.
My name's Mark Labby, and for the last 4 years I've had the honour and privilege of serving my parish of Greville as its Connetab, and of course I'd like another 4 years if it's possible. We've had many highlights over those 4 years, including the completely renewing the parish hall roof and renovating the hall, which was done all without charging the ratepayer. We've done maintenance on the church roof, we've rebuilt the cemetery gates on both sides of Rue Ardon. And we've also done some major road projects, including the drainage and resurfacing of Cache des Prés. In the office, we've tightened up the governance for the parish by adopting the principles and recommendations of the Financial Review Working Group. We've also introduced some more reserves or savings policies, as it were, to avoid fluctuations in the rate by putting monies aside every year and saving up for large expenditure items like vehicles, for example. The next 4 years, well, we're going to be taking over the maintenance and administration and repairs on the Sandy Park play area. We're also going to be finishing the parish-wide speed review, which we've recommended that the whole parish has a maximum speed limit of 30 miles an hour, except for Rue Ardon. We've also we're going to be renewing the power supply that supplies the parish hall as part of our next new major project, which is the renewal and repair of the south wall to the parish hall, which is the wall along Rue des Alleurs. Bringing in a new power supply will future-proof the parish hall for many more years to come by allowing us to put in new electrified heating systems to replace the fossil fuels that we got now. There's been many other highlights like the 80th celebrations of the liberation, the Jumelage Games last year, and Greville Football Club winning the Premiership title for the very first time in their history. How about that? Well done to the Groove. I hope you can vote for me on Sunday, the 7th of June. Thank you.
There is also a single candidate standing for Connetab of St Martin, Karen Shenton Stone, Independent.
Hello, I'm Karen Shenton Stone. It has been a privilege to have represented St Martin for the last 8 years. and I'm seeking a third term to complete projects within the parish and island-wide. St Martin is thriving with a strong community spirit and a real pride in our environment and public amenities. I was delighted to implement the delivery of our inclusive playground on the village green, with our design process becoming a catalyst for the rest of the island. In response to the Youth Assembly's right to play strategy, the Viking Swing was installed. Securing the state's loan for the refurbishment of Le Vieil was one of my first tasks in the state's assembly. This parish-owned building now houses a supermarket, vets, GP surgery and pharmacy, and medical distribution in the heart of the parish. I am currently fundraising for the refurbishment of the rectory barn into a community centre for St Martin and wider community. I am awaiting the draft design code for Gorey Pier and immediate surroundings to implement tangible improvements to the public realm for locals and visitors in this iconic area. Curbside recycling has been introduced. Our long-awaited speed review is underway. I will continue to seek to support and deliver viable, affordable homes for right-sizing and first-time buyers. In this past term, I was Chair of PPC, Leader of the Assembly, for 3 years, introducing a range of reforms to improve our democracy. I've held ministers to account and scrutiny. I successfully secured the funding for the Violence Against Women and Girls Task Force, which has proved to be a phenomenal success, significantly improving protections for women and girls. The government's road safety strategy has come out of one of my propositions. As an independent candidate, I believe that my record both within the state's assembly and within the parish has shown that independent members can truly influence and deliver for Jersey. I would be immensely honoured to have your vote on the 7th of June. Thank you.
As there is only one candidate standing for the role, there will be the option for voters to choose none of the candidates. This option means that no candidate is automatically elected without opposition and is only available because there is the same number of candidates as there are vacancies. If none of the candidates receives the most votes on Sunday the 7th of June, nobody will be elected to the role and there will be a by-election at a later date. Next is the candidate standing for Deputy of Grouville and St Martin. All three were invited to record a 2-minute manifesto. You will hear from two of them. Rose Binet, independent, did not record a manifesto. However, a written version can be found on the vote.je website and in the candidate manifesto booklet, which you should have received. Carolyn Labby, independent.
Hello, I'm Carolyn Labby, and I'm standing as candidate for Deputy of Grouville and St Martin. I was born in Jersey, have lived here all my life and raised my family here. I care deeply about our island and its future. I stand as ever as an independent, I vote with integrity and I work collaboratively for the good of the whole island. We need effective politicians who are rooted in community values, understand the economy and who can represent Jersey on the international stage. I'm proud of my proven track record of delivery and serving my constituents at parish, island, and international levels. I've always believed that a successful future for Jersey depends on striking the right balance between the economy, environment, and community, and I still believe that. But next term needs to focus on the economy and making it easier and quicker to do business in Jersey. Hard work needs to be rewarded, not thwarted. We've also drifted towards trying to mimic larger jurisdictions, adding layers of regulation and compliance that don't suit necessarily a small island. That is making us uncompetitive. Jersey succeeds when it makes decisions that are right for Jersey. We need to better support key sectors like tourism, agriculture, fisheries, and the creative industries, which maintain our landscape, transport links, and quality of life. We need to look outward, strengthening links with France and building Jersey's international reputation. Above all, using our island identity, we need a long-term vision of where we, as an island, want to be in 5, 10, 20 years' time.
Scott Wickenden, Independent.
So my name's Scott Wickenden and I'm standing for one of the seats for the Deputy of Greville and St Martin's. I was born in Jersey and I've lived for the last 18 years in the parish of St Martin. I was first elected to the Assembly back in 2014, was re-elected in 2018, and I stepped down in 2022. While in the Assembly, I took on roles such as the Vice Chairman of the Public Accounts Committee, Assistant Chief Minister, Assistant Social Security Minister, and Minister for Children and Education. I was well known in the Assembly for being an independent voice, challenging scrutiny and ministers alike to make sure that the policies and what was brought forward was actually fit for purpose. I raised many questions in the Assembly, I've raised propositions, amendments, and stood in many diverse roles. I was not scared to speak up when I thought something was wrong or when I thought something was right. Like many of you, I've watched the last 4 years with concern. We have seen the cost of living going up, utility prices going up. We've seen overregulation on businesses, making them harder to do anything. And we've seen government grow larger and larger and the bill going higher and higher. The structural deficit has grown year on year, and that's something that I think we're all concerned about. Businesses are facing increasing costs, and I think that you need somebody that understands this to do something about it. If you give me one of your votes, I will make sure to raise propositions that will actually start bringing us back into the green. I will bring propositions to create accountability and also look after Greville and St Martin's. They are the green parts of our parish and they need to stay that way. Of course, we do need a level of housing, but it has to be in the right space, and I will fight for the parish to make sure that happens. If you want to see more of my manifesto and more detail about what I've said, you can look on my Facebook page, Scott Wickenden for Deputy of Greville and St Martin's.
That's the candidates standing in Greville and St Martin for either Connetab or Deputy on Sunday the 7th of June. You can cast one vote in the Connetab election for your parish and can vote for up to two of the candidates standing as Deputy for your constituency. If you want to find out more about them, you can read their manifestos on the vote.je website or in the manifesto booklet. You can also follow each of the hustings events via our website. Thank you for listening.